Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Over here!
Casey, what's happening?
It's Penn.
He opened a portal?
He didn't mean to. We need to stop him.
Hey, Penn! Wake up!
No, Remy! Stay back!
Why is this happening?
Best guess? My power combined with his equals something really bad.
How do we stop it?
I can feel him pulling power from me. The gloves! The ones the headmaster put on me to control my powers! They're here, right?
I think so. We had them on the beach.
Quick, find them! Hurry! The portal's getting bigger!
I'm trying! It's starting to suck things in! Got them!
Get them on me!
Oh no, Casey! It's got me!
Penn, listen to me. You can do this. Close the portal.
Casey!
Penn, fight it!
Bassinet! Cut it loose!
The bassinet! Yes, of course! That's part of it!
Hurry!
I got it!
I'm going through!
Remy!
What was that? Guys? Brinley? Casey?
Cyrus?
Brinley, where are you?
Here! I can barely hear you!
Are you okay?
I think so. Casey is here too.
The rocks that came down, I don't think I can get to you. Is Jude with you?
Is anyone there? Hello! I need a hand!
Jude, it's Cyrus. Where are you?
Down here!
Down? Down where? Whoa.
What happened?
Looks like the ground opened up. I can barely see him down there. Stay where you are, Brinley. I'm gonna try and help him. Jude?
Watch your step, mate.
Thanks, but I'm a little more worried about you. This thing is deep. Here, I'm gonna try and reach down. If you can, grab my hand.
I don't think I can let go of this rock.
Listen. Jude, we need to get you out of here.
And what about Brinley? And Casey?
I think they're okay. Once you're back up here, we'll try and reach them.
Sounds like an excellent plan.
Good. Now, whatever you do, don't look down.
Too late. Why are there all those sparks down there?
Don't know, but this isn't going to work if you don't follow my directions, because if you fall even a foot, I have a feeling the electric shock will do you in before you hit the ground.
This little island, it's man-made too, just like Elixir Key.
Apparently.
Are you certain Brinley is all right?
She's alive, but that's all I know. Jude, I need you to focus on getting off that rock and grabbing onto me.
Cyrus, listen. You have to save Brinley, no matter what.
Oh, trust me. We've been saving each other long before you came into the picture.
The rock is giving way!
I got you, Jude.
Good catch!
Yeah, I know. I'm taller, but unfortunately, the gain in muscle mass wasn't proportional.
Cyrus!
I got you. I got you. Hang on!
Jude! Can you hear me? Jude? Cyrus?
Still can't decide, huh, Alaska? Cyrus? Jude? Jude? Cyrus?
You be quiet.
Just saying.
Well, don't just say. Cybot, you with me?
I'm here, Brinley.
Got any ideas?
We appear to be trapped behind the wall of rocks.
I could have told you that. Ugh. Maybe if we both push at the same time? Brinley, how about a little help for your roommate?
My roommate? It can't be real.
What would be unreal is if I ended up dying in this cave with you. So can you please start digging, or pulling, or pushing, or something?
How did we end up here?
Ugh, who cares? Come on, Alaska. This can't be new for you. Don't you, like, live in a cave or an igloo or something?
Stop.
Stop what? Being brutally honest? Kind of my trademark.
First of all, that's my trademark. And we need to talk.
Is this where you break up with me as a roommate? Because that horse already left the barn. Look, sorry not sorry, you got busted cheating on your boyfriend.
I was not cheating!
But I would like to get out of here, instead of dealing with your petty garbage until my last breath.
This isn't petty!
It's boring is what it is. So either help me help us get out, or get out of my way.
Hey!
Are you trying to start a fight? Because I've had enough.
Oh, you've had enough? No, I've had enough. So come on, Katie! Is it true?
Is what true? That we need to dig ourselves out and find Cyrus and Jude and the others?
You know what I'm talking about, Katie.
Why do you keep saying my name like that?
Why did you never tell me that was your name?
This is seriously what you're upset about right now? We have got to reorder your priorities.
Stop it! Stop trying to gaslight me! I spent the last few months looking for the truth and it was in front of me the entire time. You were my roommate.
I don't know what you're talking about, and frankly, I don't give a flying hoot.
Your initials are KZ.
Yeah? So?
And your name is Katie, with a K.
Did you hit your head during the quake, you quack? Seriously, not the time to compare weird spellings of names. Brinley with an E-I-G-H.
Is Katie short for anything?
Ugh, I'm so over this.
What does the C stand for?
Look around, Brinley. Our friends, they're disappearing or being kidnapped or being experimented on. We are stuck in a cave.
What does the C stand for?
Cavendish, okay? Cavendish, happy? I got to the island, they told me my name was Cadence Cavendish, but that I should only ever go by Casey. Now, can we please move on?
How is this possible? It's you! This entire time, it's been you!
Hey, now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.